Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Davy Shelton to come around. Appreciate this man of God. He's been a blessing to me. And I want you to hear him gladly while he preaches for us this morning. I love you, preacher. Love you. Good to have you.
All right, look in your Bibles to the book of Luke this morning, book of Luke chapter number 10. I appreciate the preaching we've already heard, amen? I like that. I tell you this, if you got the heart, God can use you, amen? And I bless the Lord today for his goodness to us. And you pray, I'm like most of y'all, got the preacher's group on Monday morning, but we'll try to preach as God directs our heart, try to get out of the way to mind our time today. Luke chapter 10. And I'll begin reading in verse number 38. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. You will and able stand this morning. Let you rest from your seat just a moment and stretch while we read the scripture. Then we'll pray, try to preach as God directs our heart. Luke chapter 10 and verse number 38. Bible said, now it came to pass as it went that he entered to a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bidder therefore that she help me. Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the day that you give us. Thank you for the song of Zion and the preaching we've already heard. I pray now for just a few minutes you'll strengthen my voice, my body. I pray you touch me by the Holy Ghost and I might preach the preaching that you bid us today. Help us in these meetings, and Lord, may you be glorified in all that we say and do. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 39 this morning, where the Bible says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. I'll preach this morning just a few minutes, the Lord being my helper on this subject of, oh, how sweet to be at his feet. Oh, how sweet to be at his feet. If you study the life of Mary here, you'll find that this is Mary's favorite place. Mary desired nothing more than to get at the feet of Jesus. And by the way, there is no greater place than that. I don't know about you, but a purpose in my heart before I left the house this morning, as we come into the tabernacle, I've come to get at the feet of Jesus. It ain't about the personalities. It's not about a song, but it's about us getting at the feet of the lovely Lamb of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Amen. This is Mary's a favorite place. But also, can I say this, as you study the scripture, Mary was frequently at this place. This isn't a one-time thing. This ain't a hit-and-miss thing. I've met a lot of Baptists through the years. It's hitting and a missing. It looks like they're ready to go one service, and they're gone the next. But ladies and gentlemen, it ought to be a frequent thing. It ought to be a daily thing. Whether it's camp meeting or just Monday, I'm just desiring to get at the feet of Jesus. Oh, friend, we find that indeed it's sweet to be at his feet. I've not found a better place. I mean, there ain't a sweeter place, a better place than getting at Jesus' feet. I thought about three things, and this would be nothing new, but it's what's on my heart. It's my assignment. I'll give it and get out of the way. Can I say, first of all, it's sweet to be at his feet because that's where you hear his word. That's what our text said, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And now, I understand something about this setting. Mary's not the only one in the room. And Jesus is not the only one in the room. But Jesus is the only one she wanted to hear. Amen. You know Simon Peter's there. And Simon Peter always had something to say. Sometimes it was grand and glorious, and other times his mouth outrun his brain. Amen. He could say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," and that was good. But then he wanted to build tabernacles for somebody other than the Lord, and God said, "I don't like that. Hear my beloved son." So Mary's not at the feet of Simon Peter. She ain't looking for what Simon's got to say. I don't find her over there at the feet of Judas. Amen. Judas probably over there counting the coins that's in the bag. And probably I would say something like this: if the Lord keeps giving our money away, we'll be broke by next quarter. Amen. She wasn't interested in what Judas had to say. Amen. She wasn't over there at the feet of Thomas, who's over there saying, "I doubt we'll make it. I don't see how we can survive. It's getting worse and worse. We can't make it." But Mary ain't over there. She ain't interested what Thomas has got to say. But she's at the feet of the Lamb of God. Amen. Hey, she made a beeline to get at his feet that she might hear his word. She's hanging on every sentence, every word, every syllable. Man, she's hearing what the Lord's got to say. Brother Dana, I can figure one thing out. If you get at somebody's feet and listen to them, there ain't a whole lot distracts you. Amen. You can't see the sights going on in the other corners of the room. That's what's wrong with some of you when you go to church. You're off at a fire of viewing. And you're distracted because the flower pot got moved. And you're upset that, boy, they moved back and forth too much. But if you just get up at the feet of Jesus and say, "I've come to hear what he's got to say," what God's got to say is more important than anything else. I'm telling you, she got at his feet had to hear his word. Do you recognize and understand as you study your Bible that Mary is one that grasped the crucifixion and the resurrection? Amen. She wasn't like the rest of them. She wasn't shocked at all that went on. Why is that, preacher? She'd been down at his feet. She'd been hearing his word. She wasn't listening to what Dr. Bottlestopper had to say about it. She is hearing it from the source. Amen. Oh, yeah. She heard what Jesus said. She heard him say, "I'll lay this body down, I'll take it up." She is close. Amen. Hey, I promise you, in the camp meeting, in the services at your church, if you'll learn to get at his feet, have to hear his word and block out everybody else and forget everybody else, God'll help you. Amen. Amen. She got at his feet to hear his word. But then let me say, secondly, it's sweet to be at his feet. Now I'm preaching fast. Brother Dana have plenty of time. I see, secondly, it's sweet to be at his feet, not only to hear his word, but it's also where you can tell him your woes. Because in John 11, we find Martha and Mary again. And they send word to Jesus, "He whom thou lovest is sick. Lazarus is sick. He's nigh to death." Oh, friend, but Jesus does a strange thing. He stays put for 2 days. You know, I'm finding out in our Baptist churches, they've swallowed that other doctrine from other denominations that got some genie in a bottle. You rub the bottle, and he jumps out, grants you 3 wishes. That ain't the Lord. Amen. I'm going to say something, hope don't make you nervous, but he's sovereign. God's on his throne. God's in control. We're not commanded and demanding God had to do anything. I've never went to my earthly daddy and demand something. Number one, I like living. My daddy's not a little man. He's much of a man. And as we say where I'm from, you could get knocked in the next week. Amen. I've never demanded anything of my earthly daddy. I've gone to his house, and I know I can go to the refrigerator. I can do anything. I'm his son. But when I go to his house, I still say, Daddy, you can't forget something out of the refrigerator. He always responds, well, son, you're welcome to anything I got. But I come the right attitude, and I come the right way. I didn't demand of him. Amen. Hey, friend, we find that when they sent for Jesus, he didn't come running. He stayed put. I'm going to tell you something. You may be praying about something. You may not want to hear this. But as you pray, he may stay still. He might not come running. Amen. That don't make you want to shout, but that's right. Sometimes a period of time can go by. Well, in 4 days, he comes to Bethany. And Martha runs out when she hears he's there. And said, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Hey, she's brokenhearted. Don't jump on Martha too bad. I'm going to just tell you the truth. I've done that a few times to the Lord myself. For the rest of you super spiritual bionic Baptists, pray for the rest of us. Amen. Because, buddy, when everything goes wrong, I'm not always in a good attitude. Amen. Sometimes my old flesh rises up in me. Amen. Hey, we find that Martha, Lord, if you'd just been here, he wouldn't have died. Well, boy, Jesus goes in the conversation that he's the resurrection. Amen. Reminded Martha, it's okay. It may be too late in your eyes, but it ain't too late. Amen. The resurrection's come to town. Boy, she goes, she gets Mary, whispers to her, the master's come, calls for you. Martha runs out there in John 11, but she does something different than Mary or Martha. She falls at his feet. The Bible said in John 11, 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. She says the same thing, but her position is different. Martha's more in your face. Amen. I've done that a few times. I'm ashamed of it. I've done that a few times to the Lord. But I found out when we fall down, you tell them the same thing you said when you're a flying up in his face. But business picked up when Mary got at his feet. Because it's then Jesus said, where'd you lay him? It wasn't to Martha, it's to Mary. I believe her position had everything to do with it. Can I tell you something? Some of you here tonight, your heart broke. There's something's happened in your life in the latter days. The rug feels like it's been jerked out from underneath you. Your world's crumbling around you. I've got good news for you. If you'll just get at his feet, you can tell him your woes. You can tell him what's breaking your heart. You can tell him how you're crushed. And he won't run you away. He won't kick you off. But he'll listen to you. Amen. Hey, it's sweet to be at his feet because that's where we can tell him our woes. But then let me say number three. Not only is it sweet to be at his feet because we can hear his word and we can tell him our woes, but in John 12, it's where we can worship. They fix him a supper in John 12, and Martha's still serving. I like that pretty good. Now, she got corrected in her service because she got cumbered. She wasn't being corrected for her service. It's for being cumbered about her service. Take that home with you. She was not getting rebuked for her service, but being cumbered in her service. Amen. But she kept on serving. Ain't that good? Some folk can't take rebuke, but Martha could. Amen. Martha, she said, I'm just going to keep doing what I do best. I can set a table. I can cook a biscuit, make a biscuit. I can set something on the table. She kept on doing it. And we find Lazarus sitting at the table. But verse 3 said, then took Mary a pan of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You see, at his feet where you'll worship. Boy, she got down low. As Ben said last week, in the days I was here, Sunday, you'll never worship lifted up. You'll never truly worship full of rotten pride. But when you bow yourself low. I've met some peacock Baptists. What about you? There's a strutting their stuff, their feathers out, boy. They got more standards than you got. They can quote more verses than you can. They got it all figured out. Amen. But Mary ain't a strutting around. Mary falls down. Mary gets at his feet. Amen. Now let me say something about that ointment a second. Mary gave the best she had. When Jesus got in the house, he said, excuse me a minute. She went back there to her room and got that alabaster box. I will throw this out to remind you of something. Her brother Lazarus died in John 11. He didn't get a drop of it. Lazarus didn't get one drop of the ointment. But when Jesus got in the house, amen, when the Lord got in the house, she went and got the best she had. He wasn't getting leftovers. He wasn't getting a dab. Listen to me. He wasn't getting something that was a hand-me-down. She went and got something, had to put on the Lord that had cost her something. Amen. And she breaks it, and you keep all the text in the place. Anoints his head and anoints his feet. And gets to wiping his feet with her hair. Corinthians said that's the woman's glory. So she's giving glory to him. And while she's down there, she goes to worship him, I believe, first for who he is. Amen. Because she knew who he was. She'd listened to him enough. This ain't just a good man. This ain't just a great teacher. This is not just a prophet, but this is the Lord himself. This is the Son of the living God. Hey, and she began to worship him for who he is. You know what helps some of you? Some of you can shout when Granny shouts. Some of you can shout when the doctor report is the way you wanted it. Some of you can shout when there's money in the bank. Are you hearing me? But can I help you right here this morning? If you learn to worship him for who he is. Not about all he can do, but for who he is. Oh, he's God. Amen. He is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. And he's worthy of praise. And he deserves our worship. Boy, she's a worshiping him for who he is. But I'm not knocking worshiping for what he does. But can you imagine this? While she's down there wiping his feet with her hair, she looks up at the table. And there's somebody other than those 12 at the table. Looks up there and there's Lazarus. I believe it really. Boy, she'd already plugged in. And she began looking at her and said, Lord, I want to thank you for what you've done. Had you not come to town, my brother wouldn't have got resurrected. My brother wouldn't be sitting at the table here if it hadn't have been for you. And she began to worship him for what he's done. Amen. But then I believe she said, Lord, I'm not going to stop there. But Lord, I've heard what you said. So I'm going to go ahead and worship you and anoint you for what you're about to do. I done said it a moment ago. The rest of them disciples wouldn't listen real good. But Mary been hearing them words. I'm going to lay my life down. I'm going to be handed in the hands of sinful men. I'm going to die, but I'm going to resurrect. Amen. Amen. So you know what? Jesus even says this of her in the text, as you Matthew's account. Says this. She done against the day of my burying. See, hey, study your Bible. She don't go with the other Marys and the other women to the tomb. She had done anointed him. Amen. Before it ever took place, great God, that's to make my soul cut cartwheels. Before it ever took place, Mary said, I'm just going to worship you and thank you for what you're going to do before it ever happens. Boy, that'd do us all some good right there. Man, we pray and we ask, hey, but it'd be good every now and then that we just worship him and praise him for what he's going to do and before he ever does it. Amen. Whoa, for I'm telling you, it's sweet to be at his feet. You just need to make up your mind. I'm going to say this and I'm done, Brother Steve. I've been preaching 33 years now. I pastored my first church, at my first church, 21 years old. Young and dumb. Amen. Thought I knew it, and now I don't even know the questions. Amen. I was a pastor in that first church, and me and my wife went to her, my mom and papa's house one day for Sunday dinner. And that morning I'd preached, Sunday school is all dead. Sunday school's dead. Singing choir, it dead. I preached, felt like I was choking to death. And we go to Papa's house. Now, we'll say this. Papa's a mountain preacher. He is a hacking man. Probably a double hacker. And he'll shout anywhere. He'll preach anywhere. If you don't like it, don't go to Lowe's with him. Because if it hits him, he'll cut loose. I saw him when old Magic Johnson come out with AIDS and had some bragging on him. Them boys was watching the pregame show one Sunday. Hey, boy, he cut it off and for 45 minutes hacked and preached and shouted on the wages of sin. That's the kind of man Papa is. And we went to his house for Sunday dinner and I did what every good young preacher does. I griped. Told him how dead it was. How bound up I was, how I felt like I was a choking to death. And when I shut up, he spoke up. He said, son, I don't go anywhere to get bound. I go to get loose. And the good Holy Ghost said, you might want to listen to him. And from that day, Brother Steve, to this day, I didn't come to see if you'd get with me. I didn't come to see what was going to happen. I'm not a critic. I'm not a spiritual detective. I'm not here as a spectator. But when I come to the meeting this morning, I've done purpose in my heart. I was making a beeline to the feet of Jesus. And I was going to worship him and glorify him. Hey, you just need to learn how to get in this thing. And just worship God. Amen this morning. Hey, friend. It is sweet to be at his feet. Father, take the message, use it for your honor and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.